Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Male. My name is Alan Gigax, and it's probably going to be a short episode today. Well, you already know that because you can see how long the episode is. But in the distant past of January 5th, 2025, I don't know yet how long this episode's going to be. So I guess we'll find out together. Well, no, you already know, like I already said. Maybe I should just get to it. So, first, I want to stress that if you are listening to this in the Las Vegas area, in my home branch, Branch 2502, it is critical that you come to the next union meeting. It is going to be on our National Day of Mourning, January 9th, Thursday at 7 p.m. Please come to the meeting. You don't have to worry about getting off work on time because you're already going to be off work. So please make it out to that meeting. The last few meetings, more people have been coming out and they've been seeing some of the improprieties that have been going on in the branch. They've been hearing some of the legitimate questions that our fellow members are asking. And they're important questions that deserve answers. And people are having their eyes open to what's going on inside the branch. And that needs to continue. That is very important. So Thursday, January 9th, 2025, please come down to the union hall and attend that meeting. Please, I implore you, tell your friends to come down. There is food there. They usually get pizza or tacos or stuff like that. And hey, that's good. Everybody likes tacos. So anyway, that's message number one. And that is definitely the most important message. The other message is about fighting. I had a sit down today with a few fellow union members and we talked about all kinds of stuff. But a big thing is, you know, at the last union meeting, I stood up for myself and for what my station wanted and I wound up losing. The vote didn't go my way. I talked about that in a previous episode. But I was glad that I at least tried. If you don't recall, it was that I was trying to be made a steward, a full steward. I'm only an alternate steward, and the local union president won't even consider my application to be a full steward, claims that I'm not qualified. And so I finally decided I'm going to take this up, going to take it to the meeting, and push back. And then the vote didn't go my way for reasons that you can see at the time, but mainly because new stewards are going to be installed at this coming meeting. And so it would have only been for a month anyway. But in losing, a couple of things happened. One is that nothing changed. I wasn't a full steward before getting paid by the branch, and I wasn't a full steward afterward. So what did I lose materially? Nothing. I stayed in the exact same position that I was. And then I put union leadership on notice that I'm not just going to roll over and take, you know, unfairness, mistreatment, things like that, that I'm now turning this corner where I'm going to call out what I think is wrong, and I'm going to bring it up, you know, at these meetings. And that's going to happen at this meeting too. So come and see that. That's going to be fun. Oh boy. I'm not going to tell you guys right now about what is planned for this upcoming meeting, but I will tell you that on the agenda already is our appeals about all the improprieties during the election are slated to be heard by the branch, and I will be giving one of those appeals. So my appeal, I'm going to get up in front of the branch and, you know, list off what I think went wrong and how I think it needs to be fixed. And the branch will get to decide on that. And that's very exciting. That is one of the main reasons that you want to come out to that meeting is because, guys, if you don't know how branch politics works or how branch decisions are made, it's just decided by whoever shows up to the branch meeting. And so if there's 50 people there out of 1,500 members in the branch, well, that 3% that's about 3% of the branch gets to decide for the other 97% what happens. And so you want to be part of that 3% if you want to have say. You really have an outsized influence on what happens at your branch if you go to the meetings. So I highly recommend it. And then you also get to just find out what's going on. And now about the fighting. So yeah, I fought, I lost, but I didn't really lose anything. And guys, as a union and as stewards, we are in that same position many times with management where if we fight, you know, let's say that a carrier is wrong. Let's imagine that a CCA had an opt hold down. They were on route 2142. And on one of the days that they were supposed to work that route, they got sent to another station. Well, that's a violation of their opt, and that's a grievance. And maybe for whatever reason, you think that you, or somebody thinks that you can't win that grievance. Oh, that's not a good grievance. You know, I got a better example. Forget that one. Scratch that out. There is dispute about crossing craft. Where can CCAs throw parcels, or is that a grievance for crossing craft and doing clerk work? Well, the clerks definitely have a grievance on that, and they should be filing it. But do carriers have a grievance on that? That actually came up at the discussion that I had tonight. And the answer is yes, that's an Article 7 violation, if I remember right. Yes, that is a grievance. But for some reason, people don't think that it is, or they don't want to file it. Well, guys, if you don't file that grievance, then your CCAs are still going to be made to cross craft, to violate the contract, and throw parcels. And you're never going to get the clerks that your station desperately needs because they're just going to keep making CCAs do it. And your CCAs are not going to be doing carrier work like they should be. You know, all of these problems happen. If you don't file that grievance, that is going to continue happening. If you file that grievance and you lose, you haven't lost anything because CCAs are still going to keep doing that. They're still going to be making CCAs throw parcels. You don't lose anything by fighting. You've already lost when management violates the contract. We fight, we file grievances to try to claw that back. And if you win, now management has to stop doing that. Well, if they obey the grievance settlement on top of that. Because if you don't fight, you can't win. And if you don't fight, you've already lost because management is already doing what they're doing. Well, it's the same way in my branch. If I don't fight, the good old boys are just going to keep overstepping and they're going to keep running roughshod over our bylaws. And if I'm upset about them breaking the bylaws, I have to fight. Because if I don't say anything, they're just going to keep breaking the bylaws. But if I stand up and I say something and they pack the meeting house with cronies or whatever and they win the vote, well, they're just going to keep breaking the bylaws. Nothing different happens. But if I stand up and I convince people and people open their eyes and they're like, dude, we have bylaws for a reason and this is not okay. That's how we win. And we can't win if we don't stand up. So that's my message for today, for the new year. I think this might be my first podcast of the new year. Guys, we have to stand up. We have to fight. Because if we don't fight, we always lose. And I ain't about that. You know, I was quiet for a long time. If you go back and listen to the episodes where, like when I got fired from the Carrier Academy by my branch president, I talked about how I was scared and I didn't want to lose what I had left, you know, like being the alternate steward. And come a long way since then. I am, you know, I know a lot more of my rights now, and I wish I knew back then what I know now, as Rod Stewart would say, but I can't help that. I can't help what I didn't know then. But now I have to do the right thing going forward. And that means standing up and calling out when management's doing wrong and when our branch leadership is doing wrong. And that's what's fixing to happen. So again, please, if you're in Las Vegas, please come out to the branch meeting January 9th, 7 p.m. Thursday, the National Day of Mourning. And hopefully I will see you there. Please come up and say hi. And watch the fireworks happen. It's going to be a good one. And for the rest of you guys, thank you very much for listening. You know, the message about fighting is still of utmost importance. And that is the plan going forward. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Catch you next time.